Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we are back. And just to introduce this point, you know, caller the other night had called in, Tim, and wanted to know exactly, the lyrics and the source of the opening song that I use, Radio Free. And yes, it is, as I had pointed out, it is the brother of Paul McCartney, and his name is Mike McGeer. He calls himself Mike McGeer. He did not want to use the McCartney name, and he did not want to step on Wings or Paul McCartney, per se, but he did feel that he could contribute to the world of music and the world of philosophy by using music to drive home the point. He was with the group Scaffold, and the song, the actual title of the song is Have You Got Problems? So just to read, before we go back to the phones, for the benefit of our listeners, the lyrics of the song, it opens up as to those who quite, you know, are having difficulty quite discerning the words sometimes with the British accents and the way it's sung and so forth. Here goes. You wake up, you sip hot tea, mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea, how are you doing? And later on, you turn on TV, they give us no news, they give us half-truths to us, they feed us lies, they feed us lies, how are you doing? And he says, to educate us, to educate, they fabricate, and we sit back till it's too late. And I think those are the key words right there. We sit back. We do nothing. We just express disapproval. We shake our heads and we say, yeah, let's go and teach those rascals a lesson. And they're laughing at us. They really are. Because when push comes to shove, they know that Americans, no matter where they are just going to sit down this weekend in great numbers, and they're going to watch the Super Bowl. And they're going to sit down, they're going to enjoy themselves and have maybe 4 or 5 or 10 kegs of beer, you know, Tim, and yeah, enjoy themselves. And by Monday morning, it'll all be over. Whoever wins, so what? We go back to work, we go back to play. Meanwhile, the politicians are entering the fray, and they are destroying us, raping and pillaging us, and we're just entertainment, and we are being entertained as well. So that's the tragedy, Tim. That's where we are today. We sit back until it's too late, as Mike McGeer says in his song, Have You Got Problems?
Oh, we've got problems.
There you go. All right. Well, anyway, I wanted to just get that off the chest, and let's say hello now, and we'll carry him over the break. Ron in Texas. Hello, Ron.
Hi, hey, Rick and Tim. It's a
yes,
good chat with you. I'm your resident physicist here.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been working all along on this, you know, this 9/11 thing. I think I'll switch my Liberty Calling page over to this area. This is really hot.
Sure.
And you're fast. You got to Google faster than I did. But I looked up Dr. Mercola on here, and he says something really interesting. You covered all the ground. You're, by the way, on the there is an affidavit you can sign.
Yeah,
that can be signed in that area.
Yes, yes.
And the other thing,
you have to, you know, that's the whole point. It's like you can opt out if you choose to. Well, you know, we shouldn't be given that mandate to begin with.
That's right. You see, they do it with the other drugs too. You know,
yeah,
you can opt out on any of these.
I mean,
things.
You should be able to opt in if you want your children to be poisoned. Go ahead, step right up. But
ahead.
I don't need to opt out. You know, the burden shouldn't be on us. It should be on them.
They should do that. He points out another thing, guys. He said that cervical cancer is well documented.
Yeah.
Can I come back?
Sure. You hold on. We'll be right back on that note about cervical cancer and the drug and Merck. And we'll do that when we continue in 3 minutes. Tim Goodness, Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Join us.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back, and Tim and Rick are here listening very anxiously to you, Ron. You're going to relate that to us now, and I'll let you do it uninterrupted with no commercials. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I got free airspace, right?
There you are.
There's an interesting thing here. What he says here, that Mercola says, he said this is 100% unnecessary. It's 100% unnecessary, potentially toxic vaccine. It's 100% preventable and avoidable because it's done through sexual contact only.
That's right. It's not something that's spread airborne.
It's not airborne.
Something that is contagious, period. The virus, supposedly, that,
right.
Is spread through bodily contact.
And by the way, if you use a condom, you can suppress it by 70%. I think that's fascinating. I mean, it's not 100%, it's 70%. How come? That's because it's probably viral. It may be viral. As a result, it spreads really easily. Yeah, you hit all the other points there really well. I jumped up and down when I saw Merck. And the Vioxx thing. I think that ought to scare enough patients.
Can't somebody put a condom on Rick Perry, on his head, over his head?
Put it on his head. Why don't we take and drop him into it, tie it up, and throw it in the ocean?
Well, I mean, he is becoming a virus, I think, to the people of Texas, and he needs to be dealt with. His flip-flopping double talk on NAFTA superhighway.
Right.
35, 69, and so forth.
Right.
You know, he's nothing but a cheap shill for the globalists. And unfortunately, he's got George Bush as his mentor. There you go.
He's got, by the way, on the highway system, I have a broadcaster friend who's up in Illinois. And she said, in fact, it's Dion. You know Dion from RBN. And she says that that's all instituted up there in Illinois right now. The toll roads and all that other stuff. Isn't that amazing? Okay, thanks. Hey Tim, it's good to hear you around again. You make a great pair together.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just.
I'd like to see Tim do a weekend show here on RBN because I think he adds so much to the station, and I'd like to have John Stadmiller welcome him aboard sometime.
Yeah. I would too. Tim, I sort of like, how am I going to say, I like your attitude that it doesn't depend upon what people think. I can hear it in your voice. This is the way it is, folks.
It doesn't. I've kind of lived with the rule for most of my life that a man who stands alone stands with the only person he can trust.
You betcha.
And I want to thank you for hanging on through those breaks, sir. And I'd like to offer some insight on that condom issue, if I may.
Sure.
And I'm serious here. The reason that condoms may only be 70% effective is because some of the more high-tech condoms today available on the market are actually made out of animal skin membrane and not latex.
Oh, really?
Yes, and because of that, certain viruses can slip through, like supposedly they're not 100% effective.
Right. No, they're not, and they never did
HIV.
Say they were.
Well, yeah, for HIV. So,
right.
So I think that may have something to do with that viral, that virus.
It passes through. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, what seems to me, weren't the old, I'm just going to think of the natural skins. You remember the old ones, the old condoms, if you've ever heard about them, they were made out of sheep skin or something. I don't know what they were made. They were made not out of rubber, the old ones. I mean, way back. I'm dealing with, 40, 50 years ago.
Well, that's what they're doing now, too, because supposedly they give a more natural feel.
Natural
feel. Not to be too graphic. But sheepskin membrane is what is being used.
Right.
And supposedly it's more porous than latex. So that may answer that. I don't know, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good. Hey, listen.
Very good to hear from you, Ron. Thanks for hanging
on
so long.
Thank you, sir. Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Yep. Ron is a great caller, and he is a scientist, and he's into physics specifically. And as he says, we're still talking about 9/11 all the time because it won't go away. And all of these issues are interrelated to the gangster banksters that are running this nation and are using the federal government to steal our money, Tim, from our taxpayers' dollars, take it out of our pockets before we even see a pay, and then fund the destruction of state sovereignty and of the individual sovereignty. You know, it's just it's unbelievably galling when you think about it. They're doing it without any, absolutely any hesitation or even batting an eyelash.
What amazes me is why do they want the dollar? It's dead.
Yeah, it's the tax revenue, not the dollar.
Yeah, but you know
they'll
what
take
I mean.
It in gold, believe me. They'll take
it in gold, I guess.
Especially in
the
gold.
The dollar is dead. It's as dead as
Well, you know,
gold.
I have a guy here at a gas station. He owns a gas station, and he's never really liked what I have to say on the TV show. He's one of these flag-waving men that thinks that whatever the president says must be right, and I question the president. I expose the president. I shouldn't do that. And if I do, it's because we're a free country, and I had to tell him a few times that, you know, that I can be arrested. I can be taped. I probably am in my private conversations. George Bush wants the authority to go by himself and put people in jail for protest. And he looks at me kind of puzzled, and every time I'd see him, he'd say, well, this is still the best country in the world. Let's go over there and finish the job. Kill them all. You know, that type of so-called John Wayne attitude. Well, you know, I saw him today, and he wasn't the same guy. He's looking at the profits of Exxon Mobil and, you know, billions of dollars, and I'm laughing. I'm saying, yeah, you're making all the money, aren't you? You're the gas station. Oh, no, I'm not making it. It's not me. I said, oh, come on, I know you. I know you're pocketing all that money because that's what it's all about, isn't it? Isn't that good old-fashioned capitalism? And then I told him, I said, you know, gasoline is only about 35 cents a gallon. I said, if you were to accept gold and silver, that's all it costs. It's cheap, actually is cheap.
Yes.
But most people don't realize it. In Federal Reserve notes, the cost is going up and continues because the Federal Reserve notes are worth nothing. And I told him that, and I exposed it for him. I explained it, and you know what he said? This country is going to hell. I never thought I'd hear this Johnny-come-lately patriot flag waver admit it.
Yeah.
So maybe we are breaking through to some of the not-too-bright ones, huh?
I think so. I think so. Whether it's enough to get the job done to get us to save this country is another story. I think it's too little, too late for the big
picture.
Yeah,
but you know the point is, hey, at least we will.
Right.
You know, we rejoice when people can see the truth and wake up.
We've got to fight. We have to
save yourselves. Save yourselves first and foremost. And be right with God, and then all these other things can be taken care of perfectly. Let's take another call.
Yes.
All right, let's take Don in Ohio. He's been waiting a long time, too. Hello, Don.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had any insight on what might be in TB shots. About 3 weeks
Tuberculosis?
Ago, yeah.
Okay.
About 3 weeks ago, I had to get one to be an orderly, and I don't know, ever since then, you know, my life sort of turned upside down with, you know, just strange things, you know what I mean? Put it easily, or simply, well, I'm drinking more, I get more nauseous. I mean, right after I got it, about an hour after I got it, you know, I started feeling nauseous. I was at the grocery store, and, you know, and ever since then, I was, no,
now, let me ask you a question, and that is, why didn't you ask the doctors?
Well, it was a nurse, and she said she didn't know what was in it.
Well, why would you take it without knowing?
Well, it's because it's a job that I take care of. I take care of a parent, and without that, you know, I'm sore screwed.
Yeah, but if it's going to harm you or put you out of commission, you're not going to be able to take care of anybody.
Have you ever heard of anything in the TB shots, like Thermarisol or anything like that?
Well, let me ask you this, sir. When you say drinking, do you mean alcohol or just drinking?
Yeah. I'm drinking more, and I've also, you know, just experienced more of a, you know, melancholy type of, you know, feeling.
Yeah,
a
mood change. Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
All right, why don't you go online and do a search on Dr. Len Horowitz. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, go to his website. He has a number you can call. I'm willing to bet you that Dr. Horowitz has something there. I've interviewed Len Horowitz. I think he's a great guy. I don't always agree with what he says, but I think his at heart he's sincere.
What about Dr. Deagle too?
Yes, you could call that doctor. I'm not
Bill Deagle right here. Yeah.
Call one of these folks who are doing this work, and I'm sure they have something that could help you out, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. I'm sure of that.
Okay. Hey, have a good one.
All right. Don.
Sorry,
thank
I couldn't
you.
Be more help.
Yeah.
I've heard of that before with TB shots because Yeah, my wife has worked in a nursing home. And they've required it there for some of the
Doing with health professionals.
Yes.
And a lot of nurses and doctors, though, are resisting, especially health care, you know, people, personnel like nurses and others that do assist in these things. They are not just accepting every edict that comes down and saying we're going to be guinea pigs for anyone else. You know we're in touch with the patients, but at the same time, we're not going to do anything that might jeopardize our own safety. And we have to be careful and cautious, and we need to know every single ingredient that goes into these shots and all of the possible side effects.
Yes, absolutely.
That's our responsibility to ask, to know these things. But anyway, all right, we have a break coming up, I see, and it has been given to us that on Fox's TV program, 10 Most Wanted, tomorrow, February 3rd, they had it wrong, but February 3rd will be a program dealing specifically with the subject of agents Ramos and Compion, the two Federal Border Patrol agents sentenced to prison. Their story will be on America's Most Wanted tomorrow, we're told. Watch it. We'll be right back. Tim Goodness, Rick Adams on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We are back. And they sit back. Yep. They sit back until it's too late. That's the song, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? Tim Goodness, Rick Adams with you here. And in a little while, we're going to have a call from one of our sponsors that helps bring you the shortwave broadcasts. And of course, you know, that is Kurt Thompson, bedfan.com. But here we are with Tim Goodness, and we're going to take more calls. Tim, are you enjoying this program tonight, Tim?
I always enjoy being on with you, Rick.
I enjoy having you, too.
Thank you.
I'm very grateful that you're on, and we're very grateful that you are so eloquent and articulate and knowledgeable in all areas.
Well, I try to be well-informed. I don't know if I quite live up to all that, but I do my best.
Look, you're sending me the money to say this, so I just want to say it. I'm only kidding you. Here's Reverend Ted Pike saying, do you want this man to be president? Who's this man he's talking about? Well, he's talking about another great conservative governor, another Christian man, a Mormon. And who is that? Why, the governor of Massachusetts, former governor, if you will, Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney, you know, likes to portray himself as pro-family, conservative, pro-Christian, pro-freedom, pro, you know, America, anti-gay rights and all of this. And Of course, he was the first governor to legalize same-sex marriages under the Supreme Court's interference in Massachusetts. And he threatened public officials if they did not allow same-sex marriage, they'd be fired for not obeying the law. He ignored a petition by a coalition of pro-family activists and lawyers to reverse his decision before leaving office. And here we are. He's going to be our president. He said he's qualified to be president because if George Bush can do it, he can do it too. How's that?
Well, if George Bush can do it, a five-year-old can do it.
There you are. Well, I have more confidence in a five-year-old
yeah.
than I have in George Bush. All right, let's take another call. Henry in Connecticut is next with Tim and Rick. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I would change the law and the Constitution and allow an 18-year-old to run and be president. Probably
uh-huh.
do a better job than any crap we have for the past 20 years.
Uh-huh.
You
ain't
kidding.
And it probably would. But anyway, the guy mentioned Lynn Horowitz. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of a website called ManaFix? Because you were talking about condoms and AIDS before. ManaFix.com. M-A-N-N-A-F.
I don't think I have.
I'm asking him.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think I have, but go ahead.
M-A-N-N-A-F-I-X.
No, no, sorry.
Okay. There was a guy, when I called Horowitz, I think his name was Weeks. He said that if you go to ManaFix.com, it's a product. It's connected to him, who works for Horowitz.
Hmm.
But the government doesn't want people to know about this. It's some type of derivative from a crocodile or alligator or something that is proven, and if you take it, you can. But I have to look into it further because my thing burnt on me, the machine. You can take this, but it's kind of expensive. But there is a money-back guarantee, I think, that you can, you know, if somebody has AIDS, you won't catch it. HIV or any kind of virus.
Uh-huh.
Now, the other thing is this. There's another website called BoydGraves.com, B-O-Y-D. I think it's Boyd. Yeah, B-O-Y-D, like Floyd.
Uh-huh.
Graves, GRAVES.com or .org. Try either one.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned, this guy, Boyd Graves, he's mentioned that there's some small pharmaceutical company, unlike the typical pharmaceuticals they push with AIDS. This is not it. This is something different. On your neck of the woods, Rick, I think on Rhode Island, that does mm-hmm. that. This guy, Boyd Graves, he had AIDS, and he cured it. Now, he also covers on the website that AIDS was really a man-made invention by Rockefeller and the people in the UN for population control and also with the homeless. Well, anyway, I'll cut it short. I believe that AIDS, as well, also with herpes, too, that is something that is totally curable with some type of herbal protocol
mm-hmm.
that if you look at the TV with the pharmaceutical company promoting something for herpes, saying there's no cure, but you have to take this. I think a lot of these sexual diseases are man-made by these old idealistic idiots, whether it's Rockefeller or any of them that have this religious, and I don't know if you mean Christian either, they're Luciferian, with population and controlled behavior and all this stuff, and they deliberately make these things. And a lot of people don't believe that stuff is possible to make these things, but I believe it's possible to make them even back.
Well,
in the
yeah, I mean, we talk about
no,
this
but even
flu.
In the medieval times.
Yeah, even this flu. You heard Dr. Deagle, who was part of it at the WHO organization, the United Nations.
Yeah, right. The World Medical
yeah.
something.
Yeah, sure, yes, sure. Yes. I mean, you know, they have the capability to manufacture virtually everything in a lab, and this biochemical stuff. You know, they were talking about Saddam Hussein and biochemical labs and mobile labs and all of this.
Yeah,
nobody
right.
does it better than the United States and the CIA and the intricacies of the government of the United States and various agencies that are operating like that. And God knows what they're manufacturing in these labs, my friend.
Oh, yeah, because I want to tell you something. Art Bell has a lot of BS and bull crap on his show sometimes.
But
sometimes he has real stuff.
Right,
he has some guys that mentioned about some Mothman.
Mothman. Prophecy.
You got the break, all right.
Yeah, if you want to hang on.
Yeah, I'll hang on, yeah.
We'll be right back, okay? Stay where you are then. Tim Goodness, Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, RB. Remember, RB.org. Get on the website, spread the word. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back, and a few minutes more here, and then we'll join our guest sponsor. But Henry,
yes.
You're on from Connecticut, and you're naming a few interesting websites. What were you going to say that you wanted us to know about this situation now?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I was, well, two things. One is the stuff with Art Bell. What I was saying is that there's a lot of BS on Art Bell, but it's possible maybe there really is a Mothman out there, because what I'm thinking of is that it's nothing wrong with genetic engineering. I don't have a problem with it. It's just that we're not as thorough like sometimes the
Did
Swiss.
Did you see that movie, The Mothman Prophecy? When it
no,
came
I didn't.
Several
prophecy?
Years ago.
You mean there's something in the Bible mentioning
well,
a Mothman?
Well, no. That was the name of the movie, The Mothman Prophecy. Yeah.
No,
I'm just saying
it.
That. I had seen it at the time.
Okay.
It was a very interesting film, but how much is science fiction, how much is science fact on anything?
I'm sorry, Rick. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead. Your turn. I've been doing too much talking.
I've seen the movie, and I'm a little familiar with the folklore around it, and I think I know what the gentleman from Connecticut is getting at with genetic engineering and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't doubt AIDS and herpes being created in a lab. They both, peered their ugly heads about the same time in our history during the sexual revolution.
It wasn't a sexual revolution in the 60s?
They're considered products of the sexual revolution, yes.
Right, sexual but revolution the AIDS was, manifested was, earliest, I think, in what, late 70s?
AIDS?
And herpes was in the 80s, right?
Herpes was before AIDS.
Well, herpes was before AIDS.
But they're products of the sexual revolution, sir, it doesn't mean that they happened while the revolution was going on.
Right.
They're products of the freedom, is what I'm saying. That's what I mean when I say products of the sexual revolution. But that's how they're perceived. They're understood to be that. That certainly doesn't mean that they came about through natural causes.
You know, AIDS used to be known as GRID, you know, gay-related immunodeficiency disease.
Right, I heard that. Yeah, and then they changed it, right. But I believe these old men like Rockefeller and them deliberately make this stuff either because they want to try to control certain behavior or what, because they care about that crap. Because let me get to you, you should put it this way. I'm not into rap, but that guy Puffy Combs, he's like $200 million. There's some other young people that got a lot of money. I just can't see these ones from 18 to 40 really caring about, the sexual proclivities of society to be better or behave or values and stuff, that they were going to go through the trouble of making some thing in a lab and to control the population or to get them to behave better. I just don't see that. And that's why when I went to Boyd Graves' website, he got everything there. As a matter of fact, you may want to have him on his show, on your show. Mm-hmm. He would be very interesting. He was on Hal Turner's show one time.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't talking politics. He wasn't talking the typical stuff that Hal Turner talks about, like with the war and all that, or even immigration. He was talking strictly about this AIDS stuff. And it was very good. It was very interesting. And he's got books, and you really would like to have him on. But
as far as Mothman,
I thought that might have been genetically... To be perfectly honest with you,
the alternative media has been talking about AIDS being created in a lab for, oh, God, I would dare say 10 years now, Rick.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah, they proved it. Even Gary Null proved it.
Yeah, and there are others who have claimed that they've proved it also, and I certainly don't doubt it, not at all.
And there's also
the question of the hepatitis vaccine.
Oh, yes, that's another thing, too. Hepatitis, there's a guy named, what's his name? Oh, darn it. He comes on BCQ, but I can't think of his name.
There's a few people.
Johnny Lightning. He said he had hepatitis C, a B once, or hepatitis C, and there was somebody, herbalist from somewhere in California, that cured him of that. They didn't want people to know about it. It can't be done.
Look at Dr. Lorraine Day and what she did for herself.
Oh, yeah, with the cancer, with
yeah,
that big
mastectomy
that thing on her stomach.
They wanted to perform, and then they went after her and harassed her.
Yeah, she's a doctor, an MD.
And she also is very savvy politically on the Ernst Zundel case and other cases of persecution about the Zionist lobby. So people like
that. Oh, she worked on a thing with Ernst Zundel? I didn't know that.
Well, on her website, Lorraine Day, I think it's LorraineDay.com, but she personally saved herself from mastectomy, cancer of the breasts, and so forth.
Yeah.
And, of course, she was persecuted for doing that.
Oh,
so, it goes to show you how evil and how corrupt medicine is, just like academia,
not
like government,
medicine,
just like religion.
Yeah, not all medicine, but the orthodox medicine.
The medical field. The medical field.
A lot of the doctors certainly are not evil.
It's the money men
that are behind the corporations that run the medical establishment that are working for profits, not for the health of the people. And you mentioned something when you first started talking about you believe that some of these manufactured diseases go way back in our history.
Yes, like in the medieval times with the bubonic plague.
Well, back in the medieval times and back hundreds of years ago, and even to some extent today, the poor, the impoverished, the peasants, they lived in the swamps. Well, why were they pushed into the swamps? It wasn't just economics. It was also getting back to population control. Because mosquitoes and other parasites in that area breed what? They breed malaria and other diseases, and the people get infected and they die.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think some diseases that what killed the great Johann Sebastian Bach, he had about 8 children or something like that, and most of them died.
I remember,
I'm a pagan. I'm not into the left-hand path or into the satanic stuff, but I would look through certain grimoires,
And I would see, I'm going to say this and I'll hang up. I would see these like old, not woodcut cuts, but drawings of some of the medieval time with these so-called glass flask and stuff way back then, you know.
Sure.
And stuff with a fire underneath it, if you know what I mean, like in the medieval time, like 13th century and stuff. And I'm thinking, putting two and two together, and I'm thinking, well, the Roman Empire fell, and then these people, the Illuminati, controlled stuff then, and they wanted to control the population of Europe, so they made this. It's funny how come after the Roman Empire fell, you had these, just like after Greece fell, there was something that wiped out the Greeks and some wealth.
You had alchemy being practiced. And
right, and I mean chemical alchemy, right.
Yep.
And I made some kind of... there was some kind of black plague back then,
yes.
And guess what I also read in there with some old herbal books? Mullein, M-U-L-L-E-N, right. Which is what they call the candle plant. Supposedly that was some what they used, what some people who knew used, to prevent them from catching the plague.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, people
right.
That's
hey,
just fascinating.
They were much more savvy back then than we're led to believe. Absolutely.
We got a break, though. Thank
okay,
you,
I'll let
Henry.
You go.
Thank
I got
you,
go.
Tim.
Cool.
We got our sponsor here. We want to make room for him, and he's on the line with us right now, and that's Kurt Thompson, bedfan.com. Hello, Kurt.
Good evening, Rick.
Hey, good to have you on the program, and
thank you.
Thank you for being with us, and Tim Goodness is with me, co-host tonight.
Good evening.
Tim, do you have trouble sleeping? Do you have, like, trouble cooling off at night when you sleep, or are you one of those that have that problem?
I'm a light sleeper, so I need white noise.
Okay. Well, that's the next thing we're working on.
Yeah.
But, Kurt here has come up with an incredible invention. And he is marketing it on his website, bedfan.com. And he's already got some testimony. He's going to share with us tonight some of the remarkable stories. There are people, many people, who listen to my voice who do have that problem. They cannot sleep comfortably. They cannot cool off. They break up in sweats and so forth. Isn't that right, Kurt?
That's true. It's it's a phenomenon that's understood in some areas but not understood in other areas. And a lot of times that the... it's just something that comes with age, or it comes with the medication that you're taking, or, you know, it just has, there's all kinds of different reasons for it. But the fact is, it's there, and, you know, I'm not even, you know, I'm in my early 40s, and I'm not, taking any kind of medications or anything, but I am a hot sleeper. And that's probably due to a high metabolism rate.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter why you're a hot sleeper. The thing that you have to realize is, that heat that is generated while you're sleeping is building up beneath the sheets continuously, and it builds and builds and builds. And eventually you reach this peak to where your body can't dissipate the heat in the three normal ways, so it goes into hyper mode, which is sweating.
Yes,
and
yes.
Once you get to that point, it's just a downhill from there, because you're just going to sweat until you throw the covers off, and then your body can cool off naturally. Of course, what the bed fan does is it cools your body off naturally, because it's pushing a gentle breeze between the sheets, and you can control the breeze, you know, cut it down to where you barely even feel it, or you can kick it up to where it's lifting your comforter 2 inches off your body. It doesn't matter. You know, whatever you need is what you need.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, you're right, though, and I know people who have that problem, and maybe, Tim, you know some people, and they wind up with, you know, the whole bed pillow is soaked. The whole mattress is soaked. They're sweating, and they don't even know how to get relief, except, like you say, throw the sheets off them. But how do you do that, really, when you're cool? I mean, it's cold out in the winter. You're living in a cold area, and yet you're still sweating in bed, right? You're
exactly.
Still, you're a hot sleeper. And,
yeah,
Tim, you must know some people that have this problem, don't you?
Well, my father was like that, because my mother always used to comment about how his pillowcases needed to be changed every day.
Right.
And the nice thing about this is it starts at your feet,
uh-huh.
and it travels along your body,
yeah.
and it exits out by your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So it covers your entire body, and it gets rid of that heat that's building up between the sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And like our little motto says, we take the heat out of your sleep. That's exactly what we're doing.
Now, it doesn't mean that people are going to be freezing after.
No, they're not
at all. That's the point I wanted to make, that point.
Yeah. It's totally controllable, too. You've got a little speed controller that you stick underneath your pillow. You just adjust it to whatever your comfort level is. Now, in the wintertime, you may have a little coolness. Just throw some socks on or something. But during the summertime, what you're going to find is the coolest air in the room is at the floor of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to take that cooler air and just, you know, drift it over your body as you're sleeping, and it's just going to evacuate that hot air as you're sleeping.
And this thing doesn't take up much room, does it?
Now, actually, you can't. If you look on our website, you'll see some pictures there, and in some of the pictures, I've actually got it to where it's just about completely hidden. I've actually set it inside. You know, some beds have the bed skirt around them.
Mm-hmm.
What I did with one of them was just put a little slit in the bed skirt, which you know some people will and won't do. But you put a little slit in the bed skirt and just slip it up underneath that, and then you cover the rest of it up with your comforter, and you don't even know it's there.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing. And people go to the website now and have been going since our last interview and the advertising you've been doing. Have you been getting some testimonies that you want to relate to us tonight?
I had a lady you're speaking about cold weather. Well, I had a lady from Canada that she wrote to me and said that, you know, it had been 10 years since she's been able to sleep cool.
Is that right?
And she has tried different types of sheets. She's tried, I think there's some kind of pajamas that you can wear that are supposed to, actually what they do is they wick away the sweat. So they don't they don't really attack the problem. They just wick away the sweat. But this is an entirely different method. This doesn't wick away sweat or wipe you down or anything like that. It keeps you from sweating at night. And if you're going through menopause, if you're having trouble with the night sweats due to medications, or if you've got some sort of disease, or if you're just naturally a hot sleeper, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And you're getting some good response on the website, huh?
We're getting real good response on the website.
That's great.
We really are. We've got people that, some people take a look and they wait a while and then they come back and We've seen some people that waited like 6 months before they ordered anything. But, you know, the thing is just keep us in mind when you run up to the summertime, and if you don't have air conditioner, you may want to try this. If you do have air conditioner, you can see a dramatic reduction in your energy cost just by using this in place of cooling your house even further.
Mm. And it's not very expensive, is it?
No, sir. It's $99.95, and we sell it on the website. And that comes with, we can arrange for RBN listeners to get the shipping on that. So if you are an RBN listener, just let me know when you order it, and we'll throw in the shipping for you.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. Oh, there's another incentive to do it. So it's strictly by the website. Is there, again, a way that people can call you at a number where they're not on the web and they don't have access to the web at home?
They can call me. Let me give you my number.
All right.
Area code 210-632-8280.
Mm-hmm. That's all they have to do, either way. But bedfan.com is the easiest way, those of you with access to the computer. And I guess people can just order through a credit card, or they can order. Do you accept PayPal now?
We don't do PayPal yet, but I have a kind of an issue with PayPal. It's kind of a thing with they don't allow people to buy different things like guns and ammunition and things with PayPal. So, you know, I don't want to support anybody that's going to hold us back from our freedoms.
Well, that's a good point. That's good, a very valid point, yeah.
Good for you. I'm at your website right now. It's an excellent website.
Yes.
Thank you. That took quite a bit of time to put that together.
Well, we're happy that you're getting a response.
I just want to let y'all know that this is something that I dreamed up about 5 years ago.
Right, and you told us that before, yeah.
And I've gone against the grain on this because everybody told me, you know, take it to China, let them produce it in China, do this, do that. And, like, I really don't want to do that.
No way.
I tried to source as many parts as I could here in the States, but unfortunately, the little fans that I use, nobody makes them in the U.S. anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the power supply that I use, nobody makes those in the U.S. anymore. So those are the only two things that I had to source from overseas.
But you didn't go to Red China now.
The rest of it we do right here in Texas.
There you go. All right. Well, you know, there's a lot of good, you know, and this is another thing about importing parts and stuff. You know, when you go shopping, I go shopping, you know, for this item or that. I don't mind if it's an import sometimes, if it's from Brazil or from Europe or, you know, Belgium or what have you. I'm very cautious where I buy my imports. So, you know, the thing is, as you say, you have an issue with PayPal, and we have issues with other things, and Red China and all of these countries that are trying to do us in. It doesn't mean that we don't have an end round a run around them. That is an end run around them. And here's a good example of what you have done with this invention. For 5 years, and you brought it to fruition. Isn't that wonderful, huh?
It's been a hard road, and it's right now just about every dime we make goes back into our advertising, so it's it all goes back to you guys, and you know I believe in waking people up, but at the same time I believe in helping them sleep better too.
I think that's wonderful, Tim. Don't you?
Yes, I do. I do, and his commitment to America is very good. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
Well, you're really one of our great supporters, and I hope people will take advantage of the opportunity to help themselves and help RBN at the same time. Kurt, thank you very much for coming on, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Okay, Rick. Y'all have a good evening.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right,
bedfan.com. You heard it. We still have a few minutes left in the program, and after the break, we'll come back, Tim, and we'll give our final parting shots for tonight. If anyone has a quick call or question, 800-313-9443. It's been a very busy week, as you know, here at RBN, and been a lot going on, and here we are. We're still here. We're growing, and we're expanding, and we're here for a reason, and that is a divine reason. Tim Goodness, Rick Adams. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back, and we're almost out of time. And, Tim, you really brought forth some great great conversation and response tonight to these questions that were raised. And I'm happy to have you back here, and I love having you on. And I don't know what you would like to close on, but I'm going to give you the opportunity for once to tell our listeners what is most on your mind today that you think we need to do and we need to remember in these days in which we live.
Well, just very quickly off the cuff, the first thing that comes to mind is yesterday I felt like this country had a victory. The state of Maine rejected the Real ID, which was passed in late 2005, which looked good. And Montana is looking at doing the same thing. How many other states will do it? Lord only knows. But, you know, it's a very short-lived victory. And we've been kicked in the teeth again by this so-called governor in Texas. And I really feel that we're at a watershed here.
Yes.
The people not just of Texas, but of this country, have got to send a strong signal and let the powers that be know that we're not going to stand for this. We have to show some real organization here. Not just the talk about it, not just 5 or 10 people showing up on a street corner with signs. And we have to organize, put up petitions on websites, which would be something that maybe RBN could do, or maybe some of the other activist groups down there in Austin or Texas, and get something moving here. Go out and get petitions for a recall if... however, the Texas Constitution allows for a recall of the governor, and get something moving so that these people know that you're not just taking this lying down. Don't leave it to the conservative activist groups. A lot of these groups are not what they seem to be. The one that comes to mind the most is the Heritage Foundation. People think it's a wonderful conservative organization. Well, they're the ones that drafted NAFTA. How conservative and wonderful and pro-American are they? Get off
well,
your
Well, I mean,
stuff
you're right.
And
you're
do
right.
Something.
American Enterprise Institute, neocons, disguising themselves
yes.
as Americans, patriots.
Absolutely.
When in fact they're interventionists. These are the same guys that want World War III now. World War I and II weren't enough, you know. They've got to give us World War III, and they're willing to do that. And next week, of course, Lord willing, we'll talk about that on the show because they're planning an attack on Iran. They're planning to have a provocation first, quote unquote, and they intend to do what they set out to do.
Yeah, they're fishing for something with Iran, and it's going to be a very, very bad situation.
But, I mean, it's amazing how evil George Bush really is, how evil a man he is.
All of them
and
are.
This administration is that they would do in your – they are spitting in our faces. They're doing it knowing full well the American people haven't got a clue as to what's really going on, because if they did and they really knew about 9/11, Bush would have been hanged way before Saddam Hussein.
We not
no
only
doubt.
Have federal legislation being the federal legislators that are elected by the people being just looked aside.
Right.
We also have the state too. And trust
Absolutely.
Me, folks, if I had the resources, I would come down there with an RV and I would do my part with you in Texas.
Well, if people want to email you and provide the money, they can contact him.
They
all
sure
lowercase.
Can.
Tim Goodness. Tim Goodness. At hotmail.com. And thank you, Tim.
Thank
we'll
you
do it
so
again.
Much.
Bless you and good night now.
Take care.
All right. Good weekend, everyone. We'll see you, Lord willing, Monday night on the program, 9 o'clock right here, republicbroadcasting.org, and we look forward to it. Bless you all. Good night.